Y'all better not come to my studio with that fake shit. Y'all better not come to my funeral with that fake shit. Y'all better off realizing there's nothing that y'all could do with me. All I ever ask is keep it 8 more than 92 with me. 100.
What up, though? Today is February 20th, 2017, as I wipe the sweat from my brow. I'm coming to you live from my graveyard. Brent dug me up today. I finally went to the day of to see the doctor because I have not been feeling very well at all. I thought I had a flu or cold or something about 2 weeks ago. Aiden brought some shit home. Brent and I both got really, really sick. And we all got better, and then all of a sudden something else crawled back up my ass, and I thought it was a flu or a bug or something. I didn't know what it was, but I had some meetings planned in New York that were planned, you know, months in advance, so I couldn't cancel them. So I took the trip to New York, and it was really bad. I got really, really sick out there, and I came home, and a bitch is struggling right now. And because of the struggle, I decided to let two of my most annoying friends take over my podcast today. These are two people that you can never get a word in with. A lot of you already know who Bree is. He was on the episode last week. And then some of you might know AJ Francis. I've had him on before too. So they've got this beef on Twitter about this new Future album. So I'm pretty sure that's going to come out some way, shape, or form. I've given them a list of topics that they're supposed to cover because I have to cough every now and then. So I can't really talk as much as I want to. And some of the side effects of these stupid FDA-approved drugs is also diarrhea. So I might have to run to the toilet. I don't know. But I'm just going to allow these two to do my show. I don't know if they're going to cover the shit I told them to cover. I don't know if this is just going to turn into a whole music argument. I don't know. But I'm going to get these two idiots on here. And hopefully they don't talk over each other. Hopefully it don't get personal, and hopefully one day they'll be friends, because I think both of them are really cool people. So hold on, let me get these two idiots on the phone.
Yo.
What up?
Hopefully you got your things together. Man.
Shut up, dirtbag. Hold on, let me call AJ.
See if you got your things all day in order, man.
Hey, I'm new at this podcasting shit, so don't judge me. I'm learning.
Hey, it's cool. It's cool. I'm new, and I'm thinking about getting my own show now, man.
Sure. You just make sure you today, don't. You just make sure you don't talk over him. How about that?
Oh no, I'm good today, man. I'm a veteran now.
Oh my god! Hold on, one sec.
Hello,
AJ.
Oh hello? Man,
Bree.
It works today.
It works.
I appreciate both of you guys being patient. I know we tried to do this last night and it didn't work, but you know, I had to put my GED, you know, together, and I figured out that I would just do it on a three-way call. But you guys have to promise not to talk over each other. Bree, you already have that issue. We know this, right?
Oh, Bree. I was just making sure I wasn't going to talk over somebody right
now. Oh, I fucking hate him. Anyway, how you guys doing though? You know, I'm in the shitter right now. I'm literally in the shitter because the side effects of these stupid ass drugs is diarrhea, clearly.
Yeah, man, that's kind of TMI, man.
Yeah, I'm good off all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like you probably, you know what I'm saying, it didn't help that you ain't ate nothing but wood chips and barley stems for the last, you know what I'm saying, like 3 weeks. It's how you be eating like a rabbit and shit.
I'm a healthy eater. Don't try to shame me. You are what you eat, AJ, and I figured that out, and I just want to be better. I just want to be better.
Right. And I guess that makes me pizza, and everybody loves pizza. So.
Well, I'm trying to figure out with all those oats and berries off a tree, why are you sick, dude?
I have a son. That's why I'm sick. And he brings germs home. That's why. Once you guys have kids, you'll figure that out.
Put it on Aiden.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's sick. He threw Aiden right under the bus, man.
Man, Aiden brings germs home quite often, actually. And this was probably the worst. Let me tell you how bad this one was. Brent got sick.
Brent is useless when he's sick. Useless.
Oh, my God.
Useless.
Oh my God, Brent! I've never seen Brent sick in the whole time of ever meeting him, knowing him, dating him, marrying him. I mean, from beginning to end, he's never been sick. So to see Brent sick, I knew that this was some serious shit. So it's not just me.
I would have just thought all those oats would have saved you, man. But apparently, it doesn't matter how many oats you eat. They're going to be regular, dude. So I'm not going to eat any oats because there's no benefits, man. Sorry.
Fuck y'all. I don't just eat oats, okay? I eat organic.
Yeah, I know you eat like, quinoa ginger snaps and shit like that.
You eat like cauliflower buffalo wings, man. Watch out.
Damn.
I hate y'all, okay? Hey, Bree, don't try to act like that food you ate at the Super Bowl party, that was 100% healthy. So what are you talking about?
Hey, man, listen. I didn't eat any vegan snacks. I ate a vegan chip on accident, man, and I knew it instantly. Like, man, is this one of those healthy chips?
You did ask me. You was like, hey, what is this chip? What is this? And I was like, don't even shut up, Brie. You was like, this is like some healthy shit, huh? I'm like, yeah, you get to pick. There was Doritos, there was cheese puffs, there was all kind of snacks. Pick your poison. And you actually chose the healthy snack after looking at all the other stuff.
On accident.
You still chose it, dog.
Seaweed.
It was terrible.
You had seaweed chips, and you're going to dip that in gluten-free gorgonzola dip. Terrible. I can't stand it. Unless you make, if you ain't making one of your steaks, I'm straight. Like, dead ass. Like,
and
I'm
I can
straight.
Still kill a steak, so when you come in town, you know I got you, so don't even trip. Hey, I'm not one of those people that I don't push my eating habits on other people. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't want to eat like me, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? I treat my guests like guests, and I make them what makes them happy, so it's all good.
Yeah, because nobody wants to eat that.
That's not true. I have plenty of friends that eat all my food, so fuck you, Brie.
They're just being nice. They don't want to eat it.
They request it.
Ain't nobody really rocking with sauteed asparagus. You know what I'm saying? That's a make-believe dish that people be pretending they like and shit.
Oh, my God.
Food out, man.
It's like when people make spaghetti squash. Like, you're trying, first of all, you're doing too much. Second of all,
I make spaghetti squash.
It doesn't taste nothing like spaghetti, like, at all.
Well, guess what? Some people can't eat gluten, like my husband. He's allergic to gluten.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's called Darwin's evolution. He should just get a better constitution about him.
I hate y'all. So anyway, I'm going to do my best to segue y'all into these topics. I don't know how this shit going to go with two very strong opinions. But the first time...
Okay, man, listen, this is no longer your podcast, Nico. You're sick. You know what I mean? This is now the Talk About It podcast, episode one. I got AJ now. I don't even, you know, we might not even need you, Nico. I don't know, man.
I done sent y'all the topics list. I will let y'all just go, but I just need to make sure that my listeners, people that listen to my podcast, get some sporting news, because y'all might want to go off into music. I know y'all got the future beef. We gonna get to that later. But can we start off with?
I gotta figure out if AJ was late because he was watching Monday Night Raw, because I kind of looked at his Twitter, man. I feel like he was watching Monday Night Raw instead of, like, being ready for the podcast, man. And like, damn.
Yeah, if it's Monday, we watch Raw. If it's Tuesday, we watch SmackDown. We praise the almighty Vince McMahon. Don't ever get it fucked up.
Crazy.
Oh my
God. Not ever getting fucked up. Now, what you gotta understand is that just because I watch wrestling every week, I also have time to listen to the greatness that is Future Hendrix endlessly and his album Future that I have been told you had some foolish opinions about. But we can get to that
whenever you would like.
We can start off with that. We can wait for later. But whenever you would like,
can we get to my shit right first? No, we not.
We could loosely call that an album. When we refer to that as an album, let's use air quotes. Let's use air quotes when we say the Future album. Wow. We need air quotes.
Wow. So this guy said hey guys. Money dope.
Hey guys, today is President's Day. Are you proud to be celebrating President's Day?
I always liked that it was a day off.
Bet.
I never really celebrated President's Day. I don't know how you would go about doing such a thing.
Maybe being happy at whoever is the president. Maybe if you won, the person you voted for, maybe you might celebrate it. I don't really know.
I mean, when Obama was there, it was cool. You know what I'm saying? But now it's more just like a double off day in February.
Mm.
Yeah, man. Like, I don't think anybody cares about President's Day. People don't even care about history anymore. Nobody even knows anything about history. Pretty soon, history is just going to be with some schmuck types online, man. Nobody knows anything about history.
Not only does nobody know history, nobody knows what's going on right now.
Very true.
People don't care about what's not happening on their timeline or what's not happening in a TV set. Nobody watches the news. Nobody reads. Like, there's just a lack of information in general throughout society. And it's unfortunate. But it always helps someone like Meeks get her shine on when she starts speaking about things that are factually relevant and can be backed up and people want to disagree. And then you say, wait a minute, I have the bars to back this up.
Mm, appreciate that. So, Bree, you tweeted I don't know how long ago it was, but I do remember a tweet that you wrote and you said, when the internet first got popping, we all got smarter, and then all of a sudden we got dumber. Explain that tweet.
Yep. Like, I feel like when the internet first came out, like, people were using it like just like on a level like, oh, we're getting emails, we're communicating, we're doing, like, I feel like people was doing more research when the internet first came out. It was like people was really doing more research about stuff. And then somewhere along the line, like, people just start figuring out, oh, man, we could do a lot of more dumb shit with this stuff. And then, like, eventually people just start, everything just became, like, you see how many talented people there. As soon as something happens, they edit all these pictures. They do it. But they work somewhere for, like, $8 an hour when they could be editing pictures for some big company. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have the talent to do that, why would you waste your time making stupid internet jokes? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what the world, you know what I'm saying? People don't even realize the skills that they have when they even do have skills nowadays because it's so retarded how the world is now. Like, I just feel like before people were using it constructively and now it's just, like, nonsense.
So one topic that I wanted to talk, hear both of your opinions on was there are 6 players on the Patriots that have decided not to go to meet Donald Trump to get, you know, for winning the Super Bowl. And nobody really makes a big deal about Tom Brady skipping out to meet Obama and being at the Apple store trying on the new Apple Watch. But for some reason, everybody has an issue with these 6 players deciding not to go, like, openly and honestly saying they're not going, not making up a story or not, you know, some trying to get around it. What is your opinion on players that choose? I mean, obviously you have a choice, but what is your opinion on choosing to go or not? Do you think it's a good idea to go just to even get your bars off in front of this nigga's face? Or do you think it's an ultimate smack in his face and not even show him, not even let him see you? AJ, you could go first.
There's two different ways you can handle this. I mean, there's the one way, which I would do, would be just not go. Just don't go. If it's okay for the GOAT Tom Brady himself, born in a manger, if it's okay for him to skip Obama, you know, it's more than okay for people to skip Trump when Trump has personally offended Muslims, Jews, blacks, Hispanics, especially Mexicans, women, the disabled. There's just so many people that are not rocking with the Cheeto. So, like, is their personal opinion to not go? They're
oh my
right.
God. The Cheeto, I love
that's
it.
They're right.
Oh, I love
that's
it.
Just that is truthfully their right to do, and they don't want to go, and I wouldn't go. Now, the other way you can handle it is another way I thought of, if I would have been on a team that won, would have been to go and stamp, wear like a Black Lives Matter T-shirt.
What if they won't let you
in? If they won't let me in, then I accomplished my goal, and I'm going to get even more coverage out of it.
True. Very true. Damn.
Definitely not letting you in with a Black Lives Matter T-shirt. Probably won't let you in with any kind of black anything T-shirt.
With a black regular T-shirt. I'm surprised black people are going to be let in. What if some of those?
Well, you know, they cool as long as, you know what I'm saying, we chefs or, you know what I'm saying, like janitorial
we're the
staff.
Work. We're the work, the
yeah,
help.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's true.
More of the Patriots should be. I don't understand why more of the Patriots aren't going to the White House. Maybe when it gets closer, when they actually have to go, like, more players won't go.
When I was there,
I have done more shit to piss people off by then.
When I was there in New England, the whole way they just operate is just completely different. Like, there are people there that literally, like, haven't spoke to anyone personally, but I know just because how they operate and how cutthroat that organization is, there are people that are going just because they don't want to lose their job.
So you feel like if they don't go, it's almost like taking a side.
Yep.
And they don't want to take the side. They want to just be neutral and act like, just don't want to be involved in it.
Correct.
Not to mention your owner supports Trump, your mm-hmm. coach supports him, and your best player supports him. So it's like,
you feel like the organization might be like, you've got to pick this side.
Yeah, like if you play for the Patriots and you decide to go against Trump, you're not going against just Trump. You're going against Kraft, Belichick, and Brady. How many people can realistically say I'm secure with my job to go against those three people in the Patriots organization? I don't know who those people are. You
Good
know
point.
What I'm saying?
Good point. To piggyback a little bit off that same topic, I don't remember his name, but there's a Cardinals player, baseball Cardinals player, black man who is married to an Iranian woman. And he basically said maybe one sentence, and he just said, I'm not happy with Donald Trump's attempts to disrespect the Muslim organization, and it's affecting his family because his wife's sister isn't allowed into the country. And all of the fans say, this is what they say to any athlete that chooses to speak out against politics, stick to sports. Now, my question to these people is, does being a professional athlete mean you don't get to vote? Because if you niggas work at Subway and y'all get to give your opinion on the president, why is someone that is a professional athlete not able to give his opinion? Why do you think fans feel athletes should stick to sports when it comes to politics as if they don't have a vote also?
I feel as if fans sometimes feel better about themselves if they treat athletes as like not human in an aspect of like they think that because we have abilities that they don't possess, that because of that we should act how they think we should act. And I've never really quite understood that mindset. To me, it's one of the situations where if you feel strongly enough about anything, you should be able to do whatever the hell you want about it, mainly because this is supposed to be America. Now, I know that there's a lot in the works currently to delegitimize voices of certain communities within America. But as long as it is still America, if you have a problem with someone expressing their opinion, you're more than welcome to, they always say, if you don't like it here, you can leave. Well, if you have a problem in America with someone expressing their opinion, you can go back to wherever the hell your ancestors are from, because in the United States, that's literally the entire point of the entire country and the Constitution.
Bars. Super bars. AJ, Bree, you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, it's just crazy. I mean, you know, obviously, I don't know why people act like athletes aren't supposed to have an opinion. I think that's probably, if regular people think that, that's foolish. But I think a lot of that comes from, like, media be trying to silence players, like, oh, he shouldn't be talking like that. Like, he doesn't need to. They always make it like it's some big distraction to the team if somebody has an opinion on something outside of football or outside of whatever they do. You know what I mean? Like you said, any job you have, whatever it is, like, you should have an opinion on whatever is going on in your life or that affects your life or anything that you want to have an opinion on. Like, you know what I mean? That's just retarded.
Okay, one last football question before I turn y'all niggas loose. Darrell Revis went to his...
That's kind of a boxing question, Nico.
You think he needs to change careers?
Yeah, he might have a career in octagon stamp.
So Darrell Revis... Let me give the backstory. A lot of my followers, they not hip to everything, so I have to catch them up. So Darrell Revis went to his hometown where he's building, I believe, a restaurant or some type of business. And he was in town, you know, doing what he do. And I guess he ended up going out with his friends afterwards. And this is alleged. Some hecklers were following him down the street with a camera recording him. They might have been calling him washed because, you know, if you watched him last year, the Jordan face is definitely going to be on Revis the minute this story gets big. And so apparently he beat the shit out of both of them and had the nerve to record himself afterwards and say, I just knocked these niggas out. Asked some other niggas if they wanted to get knocked out too. But his defense is that he feared his life. Now, anytime the police use that defense, it works. Is it going to work for Revis?
I only ever met him once. But the dude who, I mean, he could have just been on adrenaline, but it didn't sound like Revis to me, like the dude saying the video. Now, they're saying it's him, so I guess it is, but it really didn't sound like Revis to me at all. Now, if those are the two dudes that he really did sleep, and he felt the need to record it, and then was about to wreck with some other dudes, he's bugging, because he told on himself, and you never tell yourself, ever.
Right.
Ever. So I don't understand why he would do such a thing. It just goes against how he's handled his entire career. Darrell Revis is one of the few people who's handled their NFL career the way that you should, knowing that these teams don't give a damn about you. So get your bag every chance you get. And he's one of the few people, him and Marshawn and a couple other people, that have handled themselves the right way in that aspect, and yet he handled himself so foolishly in this one, even though he clearly has a career in mixed martial arts.
I actually, like you said, that voice, man, that voice was somebody from, like, Homewood, man. That was not Revis, man. First of all, that voice was too hood. I've heard a lot of Revis interviews. I know you got to, like, put a little polish on your voice for your media voice and all of that. But that wasn't Revis's voice. He made a call to somebody, probably somebody from Homewood, and that's the guy on the tape who knocked the two dudes out. And this will all get cleared up, and he'll take the charge. You know what I mean? Revis will pay him some bread, because there's no way Revis just turned into Mike Tyson overnight. Like, if you got hands like that, you would already know he playing the wrong sport, man. He good on bump and run, but Jesus.
He didn't know he had the hands like that.
Yeah, hands of stone or what?
Okay, so I lied. One more football question. T.O. is not getting in the Hall of Fame anytime soon. I try to get him to come on my podcast to talk about it, and just still think he's above my podcast. Now he whining, and part of the reason that I am on his side is because the niggas that are voting is the media, first of all. The niggas that don't know nothing about football, that the niggas that shouldn't be voting. Why is the media even voters? But part of the reason that they said he's not in because he led the league that dropped balls a couple of years, as if he's throwing it to himself. What is your opinion on T.O. not getting in the Hall of Fame yet and the media being the voters? Bree.
I say we all know T.O.'s a Hall of Famer. I feel like they just don't want to put him in like first, second. They don't want to say they was never going to put him in on the first ballot. You know what I mean? Like, and it's not to do with him dropping passes. It's not to do with him doing this. It's just all to do with his off the field antics. And what you got to know is old white men don't want to see young black men doing stuff to their game that other people didn't do. So, you know what I mean? Billy White Shoes Johnson. You know what I mean? They want to see you do. Look how fast Marvin Harrison got in. You know why? Because he scored touchdowns and he handed the ball to the referee. Mm-hmm. That's why he got in the Hall of Fame. Not because Marvin Harrison killed somebody, dude. He's in the Hall of Fame. They don't care. He shot a dude. Killed him.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care.
So
because he handed the football to the ref after he scored.
Sick.
If you want to go get popcorn, go ahead.
What's crazy to me about the whole situation is so T.O.'s numbers are brazy.
Ignorant.
He has 1,078 receptions. So all these drop pass bullshit you hear, okay, what about the 1,078 he didn't drop?
Right. How many times was he open to even drop it, nigga?
He got almost 16,000 receiving yards. Like, he had to not drop at least a couple just in order to get to that number.
To be
human. He had 153 touchdowns. So that means 153 separate occasions he did not drop the ball when he was in his zone. So your entire argument is foolish, and it makes you look even more petty in the process.
I'm hoping that one day he gets over even caring. See, my thing is, it's cool to be in the Hall of Fame, but not if you got to shuck and jive to get there, dog. Like, it just don't seem
dog,
right.
Dog, Lynn Swann averaged like 47 yards receiving per game for his career. He in the Hall of Fame. Like, this is, like, I get in the 70s, everybody wanted to be Lynn Swann back when Miko was in high school, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
Bree, don't you laugh that fucking hard, nigga.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, like, realistically, if Lindsay was in the Hall of Fame, T.O.'s not. Like, that's disrespectful to T.O.'s numbers and the game of football in general.
So what do y'all think of this? Is this going to hurt Revis, right, this whole situation of getting in? Because I thought he was the first ballot to Hall of Famer myself. And I'm not sure. Go ahead.
Nah, it's not that, man. He never was a diva, so he'll be fine. He wasn't that much, like, you know what I mean? He wasn't, like, he was never a T.O. type of character, so.
Like, I don't know. He used to hold out, like, every other year. Like, media be getting mad when people try to get their money. I don't know why. But
he was holding out, but he wasn't, like, taking his shirt off and doing sit-ups in the driveway and shit.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, what people choose to get mad about never ceases to amaze me, but.
Yeah.
I just feel like the media is a whole bunch of niggas that wish they had the muscles and the speed and the athleticism a lot of these athletes have, and their way of paying them back for sleeping with their girlfriend in high school is to not vote for them in the Hall of Fame and to talk shit about them in the paper every week.
They're going to put Kurt Warner in the Hall of Fame. And should Kurt Warner go in the Hall of Fame? Sure. I mean, he had two of the greatest seasons in the history of quarterbacks. So I can't really deny that. But at the same exact time, Kurt Warner is at best, like, top 15 quarterbacks in the Hall of Fame. Like, at very best, top 15 quarterbacks. T.O. is at worst, the argument you could make is he's third.
And you know what's the funniest part? People keep comparing him to Jerry Rice. And it's like, dog, if you're comparing him to Jerry Rice, that tells you right there he should be in the Hall of Fame. If that's your biggest comparison for him.
How many? Okay, even if he doesn't compare to Jerry Rice, how many other people do? So should Jerry Rice be the only receiver in the Hall of Fame?
Right.
Like, it doesn't make no sense.
Stupid as shit. So did y'all watch All-Star? I tried to watch the dunk contest. It did go so well. The nigga won a dunk contest and nobody clapped. Like, nobody. How embarrassing is it to win the dunk contest and nobody clapped for you?
The trophy would still look good as hell on my mantle, so I really wouldn't be caring at all. And the check bump I got for winning would still get cash, so I really wouldn't mind. It wouldn't matter to me one bit. Hope you had a good time at the show. I'm gonna go ahead and cash this check. You can clap or not clap all the hell you want. Mm-mm. You pay for it,
man. Russ,
he said that. Yeah, I don't care what the hell they do after they buy him. They bought him.
True. Good point.
All-Star Weekend stunk like dick. Sweaty dick. Workout dick. Suicides all day dick. That's what clean All-Star Weekend. Man, it was bad.
But we did have a bright spot. We saw Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook. KD threw Russ a lob and then they high-fived afterwards. What is y'all opinion on the feud? Because Britt and I have been going over this back and forth all season. And I said to him, this is what I said. I said, Kevin Durant he did some shady shit and Russell Westbrook is not letting him get away with it. And Britt says he's immature. What do y'all think?
I mean, to me, it's weird because, you know, Russie's my guy. Russie is my number one guy. But KD's from Maryland. And I've met and, you know what I'm saying, seen KD many times. And KD never struck me as the kind of dude that would do that to one of his mans. Now I get it. Everything's different when money's in the picture and that changes a lot of things. And he really did probably think that he had a better chance of winning than Golden State. And to be honest, he probably does. But I can't tell if it's Russell just being mad that his man's made a business decision or if it's like he told Russ, yo, I wouldn't leave, you know what I'm saying, blah, 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 I'm staying, blah, blah, blah. And then he bounced, then I feel like Russell is completely justified.
Go ahead, bro.
I think it's kind of easy to say KD was wrong, but you got to realize even if he texts him, yo, I'm about to leave, yo, told him ahead of time. No matter how he told him he was about to go to Golden State, he was going to be mad regardless. If he texted him too late, if he texted him way before, if he first thought of it when he first got the idea and was like, hey, I'm going to run it by Russ, like regardless of when he told him, Russ was going to be off the nigga.
Well, we know when he told him.
He's now a warrior.
We know when he told him.
He just lost to them and you ran it over there. So
we know when he told
him. I think he was wrong in the matter if he did it, but it was never going to be a good time to do it, to go to the Warriors.
Has it been too long? This happened July 4th, and here we are. This was February 19th, yesterday. Is this some girls hold these type of beefs? Is this petty or is this valid? Regardless, let's say KD was wrong. Let's just say for shits and giggles, KD was wrong. Is this too long to hold this?
I mean, for me, yeah. Like, I can't really hold, as a grown man, I can't hold a grudge against another grown man for that long. Okay, but
you got to work on your pettiness, man.
Bree will hold this bitch.
I'm just living too much life to be worried about another nigga, like, personally. That's just how I've always handled it. But at the same time, if somebody, like, my mans did me dirt, I probably would hold that longer. So, I mean, Russ is my man, so I'm going to say he's good. But realistically, me, I don't think I would ever do that.
Coming from, like, one of the pettiest people you could ever want to meet. too long, man. Like, is this going on for too long? This shit could go on as long as Russell could dribble a basketball. and still off this nigga, man. Because I feel like he taking it as a personal shot, like on some, you felt like you couldn't win with me, so you had to go and join them niggas. And that's personal. Like, it's ain't even about, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's basketball. That's business. If we was friends, so you don't like me on a friends level enough to text me, and you don't like me, like, you don't like my game enough to think we could win together. That's like, man, I could carry that out forever, nigga. What?
I mean, I feel you. When you say it like that, I do feel you. But at the same time, you could also just be like, yo, I'm off this nigga, and then focus all your energy on beating him and nothing else. And you don't really got to be worried about everything else that goes along with it. You can just be like, yo.
I got the team for that right now. So
you're right.
Off this bitch-ass nigga.
You're right. But like, guess what? I'm going to go for 50, 15, and 15 every time I play you.
Exactly. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm averaging triple-double, nigga. I go for 40 every time I see your bitch ass. I don't care if we lose, nigga. I'm still coming, nigga. I'm still that nigga. I don't care, nigga. I'm going 1,000 miles per hour all game, nigga. What's up, nigga? I don't turn down, nigga.
Hey, can we just show my man Rusty some love real quick? My man's at the All-Star break averaging 31, 10, and 10. Mm. Boy.
Nico don't want to show him no love.
That's
she still thinks LeBron the MVP.
That's not true. That's not true at all. I'm a Westbrook fan. Year. I just don't like some of his triple doubles. That's it. It's all good though. He's still that nigga. Don't get it twisted. And I'm still gonna say LeBron could be MVP every year, just like Tom Brady. But you know, you have to give it to other niggas sometimes. It might be all his right. year.
Nico, yeah. I got one question.
For me?
LeBron been in the league for 14 years, right?
Yeah.
Has he ever averaged these numbers?
He didn't need to.
No, he hasn't. Yet you still think he could be the MVP every year. So just go ahead and say Russ is the MVP.
Tom Brady doesn't have to throw 3,000 touchdowns to be the MVP.
Oh, I got
either.
You.
It's just, this is what it is, bro. I try to explain some of this shit to you. You don't have to do that with you the GOAT. You just don't.
I've been on that soapbox about Russie being the best player in the world for over 2 years now. Ever since that month, he averaged 40, 10, and 10 when KD first got hurt. And Steph won the MVP, and everybody was like, oh, Harden Bryce should have won.
And you know what's so crazy? I believe that's why Kevin Durant left. Honestly. I feel like he left because Russell showed out when he was hurt. And he lost the team. Like, it was at first, you remember everybody was saying KD is Batman and Russ is Robin. And then when he went down and they seen how this nigga just was like he didn't go down and was balling like that. And then when KD came back, it was kind of like, okay, you Robin now. And that shit kind of made him feel like, well, if he could do it without me, then let's see if he could do it without me. That's what I think happened.
Yeah, I can see that. But I also think that from that point, KD went to somewhere where, I mean, skill-wise, he's probably not Robin. I think he's a better player than Steph. But when they're both on because of what they can do and how they do it and how they can Steph can control the ball more, KD low-key is Robin.
High key.
In Golden State.
But I feel like he might take that back role if he know he for sure get to the finals. He tired of working hard, arguing with this.
The worst part is he could have did that with Russ.
I think he gave up. I think he felt like we keep trying and we just never get there.
Nah, man. Russell comes down far too often and just he's the only guy who even touches the ball on the whole possession. When you have Kevin Durant on your team, you kind of just can't have possessions like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in those same games, he'll have 12 assists. So I feel like they even out.
No.
But it don't even out because, like, let's say you're at practice and you're the point guard and y'all practicing all week. You don't practice you just doing whatever the fuck you want to do all game.
You
like, that's not practice. Y'all practice moving the ball around. Y'all got plays where other people got to touch the ball. Shit got to happen. And then when the game comes on, nigga, you just turn on 1,000 and fuck the play. I see a lane. I'm going all the way out of control. Like, that's why he's really not the best player in the game because he doesn't he doesn't have two speeds. He doesn't know how to slow down for a second and make himself faster when he actually is moving fast, because he's always moving so fast. I feel like he needs to take a page out of John Wall's playbook. John Wall controls his speed better and just like bursts out here and there. He's not always moving at 1,000 miles per hour, but he's very fast, but he's not always doing that. Like, you got to chill out sometimes, bro. He needs to learn another speed, especially because you're not going to be able to be that fast for your whole career. So I feel like when he loses a step, what is he really going to have? Because he relies on his, you know what I'm saying, his speed and his athleticism so much that, like, when he doesn't have that, I feel like he's going to struggle a little bit more if he doesn't really learn how to play at another speed.
He's going to have to do exactly what Jordan had to do. He needs to develop his mid-range jump shot. He needs to become a better shooter so that when he does lose that step, which happens to every player, whether it's from injury or age, you eventually have to evolve your game. And at some point, we're going to find out who he really is, because if he doesn't develop the game, then you're going to see what's going to happen to him as he loses step. He probably going to turn into Derrick Rose. And,
I feel like
Brett's sitting next to me. That's why I said that.
I feel like we are forgetting, though, that the prophet Bubba Chuck once said.
Ooh, the prophet.
You talking about practice?
Ooh, we talking about Bubba Chuck. Speaking of Bubba Chuck.
Y'all worried about what you doing at practice?
Speaking of Bubba Chuck, I just saw somebody sent me something on Twitter, and they asked Allen Iverson, will he ever become an NBA coach? And you know what he said? I ain't never coaching no motherfuckers that make more money than me.
Classic Bubba Chuck.
Goat. Nigga, goat response right there, dog. I ain't never coaching motherfuckers that make more money than me. That's crazy. You sit back and you think about that. And you like, you know what? He used to be one of the niggas that was being coached by somebody that didn't make more money than him. And that's why he don't want to listen to these niggas.
He
should get a coaching job in the NFL then. He'll make more money than almost everybody coach.
Sick. So the trade deadline is Thursday. And I know y'all know some trades just went down. Bree, you want to take over this part? The trade deadline happened.
You know, besides this Cousins trade, do I need a new update?
I think that's only what I know about. I've been in the coma for a little while, but that's only what I know about. You know about that trade, right, AJ?
Yeah, they traded Boogie to New Orleans. For Buddy Hield, a first, a second, and a bag of peanuts.
Yeah, and Tyreke Evans too with the peanuts. He bringing the peanuts.
Yeah, he bringing the planters with him and shit.
It is carry on.
Yeah, it's stamping his carry on, but it's got to be 4 ounces or less.
Oh my god.
The Kings organization is really a joke. You know what I mean, but. That, I mean, they did take Thomas Robinson right before they should have drafted Lillard. But since taking Cousins, they've had 6 terrible draft picks in the first round.
They took Thomas Robinson and then got rid of him immediately.
Right. Then also, my main thing about this Cousins trade that makes me mad is when I read that the Lakers could have got Cousins, but they just – didn't want to include Brandon Ingram in the deal.
Wow.
you ain't know Brandon Ingram was the next Braun?
Man, I didn't. I thought we got Magic in the front office and he was like changing some things around, you know what I mean? And he's not. I'm off Magic, you know what I mean? And in case y'all didn't know, Magic never had HIV, man. He just was the spokesperson, man. He just ended his whole career. They said, look, Magic, we're going to give you this big bag of money. You're own part of the Lakers. We're going to end up getting you on some other stuff later. Don't worry. We know rich people. Don't worry about it. You just say you have this disease. We don't have it. Listen, tell me this, man. If you don't believe it, you might not believe it yet, Andrew. I need to see the test results. Similar to how Trump needed to see Barack's birth certificate, I need to see Magic's HIV positive test results. I need to see it. Also,
he,
I,
he,
Listen, dude, you play lineman, man. Magic's neck is thick as yours. Who gets HIV and then gets a lineman neck after that?
the only person that will be somebody with money. Have you ever seen
Let me tell you why, because he never had it, dude. Who gets a lineman neck after they get HIV? No, you're supposed to turn into an anorexic person, dude. Magic, he put on like 85 pounds since 94, dude.
Yeah, the people that I have known in my life that have contracted the big disease with the little name have all ended up looking like they had Meek's diet. That is true.
Listen, my uncle, rest in peace, died from HIV, man. I seen it up and close, you know what I mean? Magic ain't got no damn HIV. Magic ain't never had no HIV, man.
Oh, my God.
And you know what I mean? If I come up missing later on, y'all know he ain't had no HIV, man. So, you know what I'm saying?
Asia, you got to keep taking shots at my diet, dog. You going to have people thinking I got HIV and I'm covering for it. Like, what was that preacher nigga name that died and said he went vegan and that's why he got skinny? What is his name? Eddie Long. Nigga Eddie Long.
Steve Jobs had HIV, they said, man.
Lost mad weight. And then a nigga said, I went vegan. I was so offended because I'm not that skinny. I'm just thin. And I was like, nigga, eating vegan don't make you look like you about to die. But y'all niggas probably think that because y'all probably think that about me. Fuck y'all. I weigh the same weight I weighed when I wasn't vegan right now today. I just feel like I look better. I've got bullshit out of my skin. I got the bullshit out of my body. Like, I just look better and feel better.
You currently getting bullshit out of you in the bathroom. Yeah, you sick as a dog.
Listen, man. Hashtag Magic, show me the papers. I don't believe it, nigga. I need to see.
So you feel like this is Magic fault, basically. That Boogie did Cubs.
Well, I mean, Brandon Ingram, I saw Magic on TV saying the Lakers need a star. So if Brandon Ingram was a star, why was he just on TV saying we need a star?
Good point.
He's not a star. So we should have traded him for the star that just got traded for the Peanuts. We got Peanuts. We got a lot of Peanuts in L.A.
A lot of them.
Hopefully, they had their eye on Jimmy Butler, and maybe they're going to get him, and then I might be off Magic head, but I'm still not going to tell y'all he still don't got HIV, but I might just be off his head if we get Jimmy Butler, though.
What I don't understand is, how were there not more and better deals?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I think some people don't want to deal with Boogie.
Do these niggas watch film or not?
I think some of them are scared to deal with him, maybe.
I literally should be a GM, dude. I would have got... How can you trade an all-star and you get back no all-stars? That's retarded, man. That's similar to like when they traded Shaq, man. Grant. Bullshit.
Well, you know...
And you know the Wiz is my team. I feel like... I don't know what the contract situation was, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like if you offer Otto Porter, you know what I'm saying, a couple firsts, throw in a big man, whoever they want, because realistically, we don't need nobody that we currently have if Boogie's coming, stamped, and throw in some young dudes, I feel like that's a way better offer than what the Pelicans gave them. Now, then again, I don't know what they was looking for. I don't know the contracts. But at the same time, if you had a team of John Wall, Bradley Beal, the new and improved Bradley Beal, like when Coke came out with new Coke type shit, and Boogie, you have a legitimate shot at making it through the LeBron James Invitational, one that you've never had before. And I feel as if we really blew the bag.
I know you're still mad about giving old boy that check too, AJ. How you feeling about
Beal? They need to focus on the bench over there in Washington, man. They probably need to go get Lou Williams, man, for nothing. The Lakers going to end up trading him for nothing, a washing machine or something.
Yeah, but the problem is we going to add bench, but the bench ain't going to be what's going to get us past Bron.
it is, because Cleveland don't got a bench.
You know what? But they got Bron.
That's how you beat Cleveland. But that's how you beat Cleveland when he takes that little 5-minute rest. with him and Kyrie going to bench. That's how they. That's what he's always complaining about, because they can't hold a lead, because we'll be up 15, and I'll try to sit down for a second, and it's a 2-point game. That's how you really beat them.
But they don't have no bench now because they got so many injuries. Once they get people back off injury, J.R. Smith, Kevin Love, and they can get more people that shouldn't be playing as many minutes as they are, all coming off the bench, then they'll have a better situation, and the Wizards will have nothing to do with them. Like, I would love for the Wizards to win the ship.
I don't know.
Meek knows this, but LeBron James is not going to lose to the Washington Wizards as they currently sit. That is stamped. There's the Raptors couldn't do it. The Celtics couldn't do it. LeBron James, you can come to the Eastern Conference Finals if you want to, but you go home in a body bag. That's what he does. So I don't feel like the Wizards as a team right now are a true threat to LeBron. And that blows me, because we actually had an opportunity to be great.
Mm. Yeah, we all got our hometown issues, man. And mine start with Magic.
Oh, my God. So, Future had a new album come out. Is that it? Is that in air quotes or no?
Yeah, thanks for the air quotes. We need those.
I
got to go first, because AJ already told us how he feels about this album.
I heard this album.
Uh-oh, AJ, you're breaking up. We're losing you, AJ. Where you at? AJ? AJ?
Yeah, I'm here. What's good?
I'm about to say, don't just die out when we about to do the Future conversation, dog. That would have looked so weak and intentional.
Man, he clearly is being a strategic man, you know, with these lawsuits and all his legal troubles.
Oh, my God.
It's affecting his music, man. You know what I mean? It just is what it is, man. He doesn't have a song that's gonna get played on the radio. He's not gonna make the rotation.
Wow.
Any 17 songs, he's not gonna make the rotation.
You willing to stamp that?
Yeah, you mean like a song that they're really gonna play on the radio every day on that CD?
Yes.
There isn't one. There isn't one. Okay. No. There isn't one.
Hey Meek, make sure you get us both on the show in 1 month's time, please.
Okay.
He said it's only gonna take 1 month until Futures, one of these songs is in the radio. I don't know which one he thinks is gonna be, but here's the only songs that you even need to. If you get download the CD, you get all 17. I happen to illegally obtain a copy, which was great, because if I were to pay for this, then this whole conversation might be a little bit different. I might be a little more upset. But you know, Draco, Mask Off, and then the Feds did a sweep. And then after that, you just got 14 songs. You can listen to Rent Money, but I mean, okay. After that, you just got a lot of stuff that you read you don't need to hear again.
Are you done?
Here, go into your big soliloquy on how great this album is, AJ.
Okay, I would like to point out that you're foolish. From Jump, Rent Money is a hit. Good Dope is most certainly a hit. Zoom is most certainly a hit. Draco.
AJ.
POA is most certainly a hit. Mask Off is most certainly a hit. And that's just in the first seven songs of the album.
This is crazy. So can we define hit real quick? I just want to know what that means real quick.
A hit is a song that verifiably, when you hear it, you know that it will be stuck in your mind. You will have nothing but an opportunity to continue to listen to it and want to listen to it for the foreseeable future. You, on the other hand, what happened was you expected a different type of album, I guess, I assume. Also, another thing that someone enlightened my eyes about today is that sometimes people just get tired of an artist. And I feel as if there are people out there currently, like yourself, who just decided that they are tired of Future. Because if you listen to this album track for track, and I've spoken with so many different people about this album, and there are people like yourself that feel this way, but I would say that might be 15% of the people that I've talked to about this album have said that they didn't like it, that they didn't love almost every track on it. I've had multiple people tell me that this is, if not his best album, it's definitely his second best album after Dirty Sprite 2, and that's actually kind of my personal opinion as well. there are so many hits. If you just put it on and there's no features and it's called Future, because you're going to get Vintage, Future, Hendrix, Future Hive, Endless, Future hits on there. And if you don't like that, it's your personal opinion, but it's just because you're deciding that you no longer want to be excited about a Future album, because this is the quintessential Future album.
Nah, I just expect more from my Future, man. You know what I mean? I have an expectation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay. Purple Rain is better than this. And that's a mixtape. That's better than this.
And by the way, you mean the Purple Rain mixtape that everyone said was trash when it came out, right?
I don't know who said it was trash when it came out, but I did. I was banging it as soon as it came out. And that's better than this.
The Twitter machine most certainly said it was trash. I remember distinctively having arguments on the Twitter machine with multiple people saying, I don't think you've listened
Purple
to
Purple Rain all the way. Fire.
No, I agree. You don't have to. I'm 100% behind you. But I feel as if we were in the minority in that opinion.
I just expect a little bit more from Future, man. I'm a Future fan, man. But see, the way I do, I'm not gonna accept less from somebody who could do more. You love Future so much that you're just gonna say no matter what I have for a lot of friends like that. No matter what he does, it's gonna be great. But that's not reality. Like sometimes you swing and you miss, and I feel like this is a calculated miss though. Like it's a reason. There's no let's just say if you go out and you get, you know what I'm saying. No matter if you got a bonus in your check and it says if you get 3 sacks, you know what I'm saying, you're going to get $50,000 for those 3 sacks. But you know you have a contract with somebody else that says if you get those 3 sacks, they're getting all of those $50,000. What difference do you care about going to get that bonus when you know somebody else is about to get all the money?
There's a few things wrong with your whole thesis here. One, he's still getting paid off of features, and the only way to get features in today's day and age to get real money for it is to do a pop feature like he did with Maroon 5. You know how you get a Maroon 5 feature? You know why Wale's never done a song with Maroon 5? You know why the only people that have ever done a song with Maroon 5 is Kendrick and Future? Because they are artists that can have crossover sales potential. And that's because they've sold many records in the past. It's hard to sell records in today's music. So you don't just drop a track when it's exclusively on iTunes and that's where all your numbers are going to come from, and then say, you know what, I'm going to put garbage on there so that I don't have to pay somebody that I owe money to. When realistically, you want that to do numbers, even if you're not getting paid from the person that's buying the album and it's going to someone else. Also, you have to go on tour, and you have to sell out tickets to that tour in order to make money, because you're only getting 50% of your tour money. So you have to put out good music, and you have to put out good music repeatedly. And that's exactly what he did in this album. If you feel like he didn't, I don't really understand how you can feel that way.
I just want you to go to the tour and watch what songs he performs, and I guarantee you it won't be the majority of this album. I can guarantee you that he's about to go on tour. I'll be there, but I want you to go see, because I can guarantee you the songs he'll be doing, it'll be old shit, because this shit ain't about to fly on tour, dog. He might do two or three songs, and he's going to rock into some old shit.
How many Future concerts have you been to, personally?
Like 5.
Okay, same. And every Future concert that I've ever been to, he did the thing he did the least of, whatever his last project was. He did that with Evol when I saw him tour with Drake. He did it in the Purple Rain tour. He saved all the Purple Rain songs for the end, and there was only like 3 of them. He did it for Dirty Sprite 2 as well. That's just what he does.
And all of those was better than this, so you know I was right then. So pretty much you know he's not going to be performing all these
all
songs.
But if they were all certified hits,
I'm sure he would just perform them, because they were all certified hits.
All of those were better than hit this in your personal opinion. You are allowed to have an opinion just like you are allowed to be wrong. There are plenty of people that are. You are one of them. Now, in contrast, I can pull up, I don't know, at least 25 people that I've talked to about the album that absolutely love it. And we can't all be crazy Future fans that love everything that he does. Maybe, and here's just the maybe part, you are so jaded as a Future fan that you can't look Brilliance in the face and recognize it.
Or maybe this album's just not that good and it's not going to be played on the radio because there's no radio songs. I do music for a living. So I have an ear for this. I kind of know what I'm talking about.
I know a
big record when I hear a big record. And Future does not have any record. He doesn't have one record on this song. A hit is actually defined by sales or spins. So he doesn't have any hits on this album. He won't be getting any album, any songs on this album that will be on the Billboard charts.
Not one, right?
No, none of these songs are going to be on the Billboard charts on the top 50. No, I mean, he doesn't have any songs like that. I know what a top 50 record sounds like, and he doesn't have one. So that remains, you can wait and see, that's how we can measure hits. Hits aren't really measured by, I'll play it over. I would play it over and over. That's just your personal opinion on what a hit is. A hit is actually defined by spins and plays or streams.
And streams is just little kids clicking.
So he would have to make the radio spin. He's gonna have to even break into radio with any of those records to even get onto the charts. He's not even gonna break radio because those aren't radio records, because he did that intentionally. He got Metro Boomin. He got all the best producers. Metro did one song on there. Why he got 17? Only one Metro beat. He got a formula, dog, and he went a little bit away from his formula because. It doesn't make sense monetarily to give somebody else all of, like, why would I put out my best music and then pay somebody else for it? That doesn't even make sense. Like, if I got invent something and I know that when I put it out, somebody's going to make out, what's the point of me putting it out? If you're going to make all the money from this invention at this time, I'm going to just wait. I'll keep this one for later. I can put out these two albums and pay him off, and then I can keep this heat and these radio songs for myself when I can make all the money. That just seems to make more sense to me. Maybe it wasn't a business decision. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe the album is great. Maybe I'm wrong. That all is possible.
We keep losing you, AJ. It's like you in a bad signal or something.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
But did you hear what Bree was saying?
When did I cut out?
We didn't hear you after he said, maybe this is going to be a big album. Maybe he will win some. You know, maybe, but he didn't agree, basically. That's what we never heard from you.
I didn't hear none of that.
Oh.
We got it all on tape, man. You just got to edit it right. You know what I'm saying? The main thing is, you could be right. He could have some radio songs on there. Maybe I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think he's going to make it into the radio rotation with any of those songs. I think he made a strategic business decision to not put out his best music that he could have put out in order to make more money later. Like, I think he's just going to slide out two albums real quick, pay off that dude, Rocco, and then he'll put out some shit with some more radio songs and get back to what he was normally doing.
This sounds terrible. One second, you guys. Go ahead. AJ, you heard what he said.
Well, I think... Future really did was what he did was calculated. The one thing he did do that was calculated to me is the song he put out with Maroon 5. First of all, big crossover hit. It's a dope ass song. His verse on it is dope. It's vintage Future on that track. And there's going to be a lot of people who are hearing Future for the first time when they hear that song. And he made a point to, because he doesn't have to pay Rocco at all off of that, you release that right before you release the album, you create buzz. I think we're going to see what the album sales were come Friday. We're going to find out. And if he didn't do numbers, we'll know. But Dirty Sprite 2 didn't do great numbers when it first came out either. And through building up over time, people realize, yo, this album's crazy. And that's usually how Future albums end up working. Not every time does he drop something and make a mega hit right away. Not every time does he drop something and sell a bunch of albums every way. His best weekend he ever did was What a Time to Be Alive, and nobody would say that's his best tape. So, I mean, his best project. So, there is time to see what's going to happen. I think that he has a gem right in front of us, and I think in a year's time, you'll feel the same way.
All those things are possible, and I'm not going to argue with those things. But there's a chance that those things are wrong, man. There is a chance.
Yeah, you're right. And, there is a chance.
We're going to find out time.
So basically what we need to do is we need to set a date to have you guys back on. And what are we going to say, 30 days or 60 days? How long are we giving this future project to flourish before we call it trash or we call it greatness?
I say May 10th or 11th, because I'm going
to the Mother's Day
on the 11th.
That's like Mother's Day, too. Bree, is that too long? Is that given?
No, he can have that much time because he might need that much time for this album.
Oh! Wow.
Okay, so we go revisit this, and that's around the time right before the Eastern or the Western Conference Finals. So we go see if the Wizards get their chance to lose in the LeBron, what'd you call it, AJ?
The LeBron James Invitationals, yeah.
Yes.
We're going to lose there.
Let's see if the Wizards make it to LeBron James Invitational. We'll figure out if the Lakers or anything by then. Maybe Magic traded for somebody. We'll figure it all out.
Yeah, there'll be something. They'll be like the fifth pick by then, yeah.
Cool. So we're going to definitely have both of y'all back on in the future. I appreciate y'all kind of taking this over for me. I apologize for the coughing and the blowing the snot. I don't even know if y'all heard me, but I was trying to get away from y'all. But listen, this was pretty dope. I can't even front. I really enjoyed y'all, and I might even have y'all two niggas on way more than I thought I would. But I really do think that y'all two on is fucking hilarious and dope for my listeners, too. So I appreciate y'all.
Big time.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate y'all. All right, I'm going to holler at y'all later.
All right, peace.
All right, peace.
All right, man.
I made it. I made it through the episode. I'm going to just go ahead and apologize for the nasty-ass cigarette cough. It sounds like I smoke fucking squares and shit when y'all know I only do kush. But shout out to AJ and Bree, man. They held me down when I needed them. That's what true friendship is about. When your people call you, just so y'all know, it's 1:30 a.m. And these niggas really came on the mic for me and got through this for me. And it didn't force me to talk too much, you know, or carry the show. They did a great job. And I just feel like the fact that it's Black History Month, that just speaks to, you know, just how great we could be as Black people, you know. Something we didn't get into was the NBA All-Star game. They had the three-point contest, and they shot for Sager Strong, and, you know, rest in peace, Craig Sager, icon, you know, one of the best to ever do it. He did it politely. He did it with a smile on his face, and he also did a great job. And one of the people that I did, you know, I met him, I had an opportunity to meet him, not in the basketball sense. He actually used to come to Falcon games in Atlanta when my husband was playing. So I used to see him on the elevator all the time, coming into the family area and walking in with him and his family and everybody. And he was always so pleasant. He was always a rich, really nice guy. And so this is not a diss or a dig at his family. You know, there's a lot of respect when it comes to him. But they shot to raise $500,000 for his charity. And his charity is fighting to find a cure for cancer. And if you want to do a little bit of research, there was recently 11 doctors that were killed in a 3-month span that all had found a cure for cancer. And the fact that all 11 of them had died in a 3-month span tells me how fucked up America is. So when everybody's telling me America's the greatest country in the world, the reason you keep hearing me say when is because of fuck shit like that. People are saying they have a cure for cancer and they die. This country does not want a cure for cancer. You know why? Because they want to continue to make us sick. I've been fighting this, whatever this is, which is being called a severe sinus infection by the hospital. I've been fighting this for 2 weeks and trying to do it naturally, and it hasn't worked. And so my husband and I actually had to sit down and discuss whether or not I was going to take these prescribed medicines from FDA approved drugs. That I don't believe anything that say FDA approved gets a side eye from me, because them niggas only approve shit that monetarily benefits them. The fact that we're still having cows pus mixed with blood and calling it nutritional and saying that it helps increase your bones and help. And Steph Curry, like I said, got a commercial talking about milk helping him with his jump shot. It's all bullshit, y'all. This country is giving us bullshit. They don't want us to be better. They want us to die. And when I see the majority of the NBA players are black and they shooting and raising $500,000 for Sager Strong, while Flint still doesn't have clean water and it's only requiring $55 million, that's why I don't give a fuck about what y'all say to me when I stand strong and say this country is bullshit. They don't care about us. They don't care about nobody. Okay? Cancer can be cured. There's cures. And all the American Cancer Society is doing is taking checks and getting paid and getting rich. How about you niggas shoot some jump shots to raise some money to fix the fucking Flint water? How about that? Niggas don't even care about their own people yet. Y'all want to get mad when you see the police shooting us and shit. Yeah, I get mad about that shit too. But I'm waiting for one of you. I ain't got $55 million, my nigga. I ain't got it. I know Oprah got it. She ain't said a motherfucking thing. She over here doing all types of Weight Watcher shit. Telling fucking bitches to go buy her Weight Watcher shit that she already got invested. She done invested in the stock market on that shit. Oprah ain't mentioned once the Flint water. If she has, somebody please send me the link so I can read it. But if we don't care about ourselves, nobody will. Peace. Shut the door.